You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon. It is Thursday, March 27th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. And by the sounds of the organ music in the background, yes, we've arrived. It's opening day of Major League Baseball season. Good afternoon, everybody. Keep it going. Just keep your organ music going, Zommers. I mean, this is fantastic. How are you?
Doing well, and always better with some baseball organ music in the background.
Absolutely. I hope everybody is doing well today. We are here at the World Headquarters in downtown Madison. Overcast skies today. Temperature is going to be feeling spring-like. Maybe 70 degrees, 7-0, in some parts of Wisconsin today.
Toasty.
Toasty, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Glad to have you along. It's going to be a great Thursday for you. Lots to get to today for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, wherever else we're at. I have the Milwaukee Brewers jersey on today. Going to turn I bought this last year. I think, I'm not sure who I went to the game with last year. And by the way, I sat in our Civic Media Club level seats, of which our text to win contest, you too can possibly win some of those. I'm going to turn around. Look, I mean, I've showed this before, but I have my Euchre jersey on today. Here we go.
Yeah, on the back, it's got number 8, Euchre, in that bright yellow.
Indeed, and I told the story last year when I got this jersey at AmFam Field. You can put whichever player you want, their number and their name on it. And I wanted Euchre because I'm a huge admirer of Bob Euchre because I like him, because I happen to also be in media and radio. We'll never be close to Bob Euchre's talents, but I admire him. And so I said, and it said on there you could have either 8 or 9, and I for Euchre, and I said, well, what's that about? She said, well, when Euchre played, you know, his number was 8, but when Ryan Braun came to the Brewers, he wanted 8, and Euchre said, let him have it. And he goes, so well, if people want my jersey, just put 9 on there. But his real number is 8, and so I got 8. But again, that's just the kind of guy that Bob Euchre is. So we're going to talk a little bit about Euchre throughout the show today. Brewers, by the way, Milwaukee Brewers on this opening day will kick off their season in New York. The New York Yankees broadcast starts at 1:30 this afternoon across many Civic Media radio stations. So for those listening to the show around 1:30, on the broadcast terrestrial radio side, if you're listening in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, and Park Falls, and also Hayward now, the Buzz of the North, now a Brewers affiliate, on all of those stations, you will hear Brewers baseball over the air. If you still want to hear our program, you can tune in via the Civic Media app on those same stations, because we're not allowed to stream the games online. Other people have rights to that, namely Major League Baseball. So be aware of that. Looking forward to it. Jeff Levering taking over the play-by-play duties of the late, great Bob Euchre. Looking forward to that. Also, a quick public service announcement for you. If you're a Brewers fan and do not have yet a plan to watch the games this season, you can stream Brewers baseball all season long with no in-market blackouts on FanDuel Sports Network. There's even a 30-day trial, apparently. And, you could go online and find that. But for those wanting, and basically FanDuel is a sports betting firm that bought out Bally Sports or Bally Sports, whatever. So it's a little complicated to watch them this year, but just wanted to pass that along on the PSA side. But of course, the best way to enjoy Brewers baseball is via radio. I'm not just saying that because I'm in it. As somebody who grew up listening to Bob Euchre and Pat Hughes and more recently Jeff Levering, Baseball is something that I enjoy in media in my mind. I like to have the announcers paint the picture. I can do things outside. I can just sit and enjoy a beverage. I can kayak down a stream, perhaps, listening to them on the radio. So, again, the Brewers get underway at 1:30 this afternoon. And going to enjoy Mr. Uecker in a second. Lots of news to get to. I want to go back a couple of – so much news, of course. Donald Trump put out an executive order on Tuesday regarding voting. And I want to run this great reporting by Greg Palast, investigative journalist, Rolling Stone, BBC, and The Guardian, walking us through this. Also, CBS News' Scott McFarlane has a report on this. I want to talk about that. And we talk on this program quite frequently about media and conservative media and why Donald Trump and other conservatives have this base out there and who they're talking to. We mentioned people like Joe Rogan. But there's also something called Barstool Sports, started by David Portnoy. And we're going to walk you through this in his own, because he put out a tweet last night. I'm going to play you part of it that might not be what you think. And I want to explain, because I want you to hear in his own words how they do this. A lot of people say, why do people listen to this? How do they get so misinformed? I want you to listen to it. And again, what Portnoy says might not be what you expect and why it is important in MAGA and Trump world right now and the ramifications it may have. Also, new reporting on what's going on the text signal gate, whatever you want to call it, regarding Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. New reporting on that as well. And J.J. Watt, the great Badger, great NFL player, he has a new gig with CBS. We're going to talk about that a little bit as well. And be careful where you put your Coca-Cola can. Do you leave drinks just around the office unattended, Zomers?
I do not.
You don't trust me.
I never said that.
Oh, okay.
It's not a matter of trust.
All right.
It's just that if I'm drinking something, I'm usually carrying it around with me, or it's in like a sealed thing because I consume liquids quickly.
Yes, you do. You do. All right, let's start off the show on this opening day of baseball with the late, great Bob Uecker from Major League as the wonderful announcer Harry Doyle on opening day of baseball in the movie Major League.
Again, everybody, Harry Doyle here, welcoming all you friends of the feather to another season of Indians baseball. A lot of new faces in Chief Wahoo's tribe this year as they take on the defending American League champs, the New York Yankees. And hopefully we'll have some of the names that go with those faces before their first at-bat. Anyway, listen to the roar of the crowd as the Indians take the field. Yes, sir, they love this club here in Cleveland. Just a reminder, fans, about Die Hard Night coming up here at the stadium. Free admission to anyone who was actually alive the last time the Indians won a pennant.
The late, great Bob Uecker.
If you can watch it, it adds a lot to it. At the beginning, yes. He's pouring Jack Daniels into his coffee, right. And then he's holding the microphone around, just grimacing because no one's in the studio, and like three people like, charge.
Harry Doyle was the character, and many people don't realize that although there was a script, a lot of what Uecker did in that movie was improvised. It was just him being Uecker, basically an exaggerated version of Bob Uecker. Check it out sometime. Great movie, Major League. We miss you, Bob Uecker, and we're thinking of you on this opening day. 14 minutes now past, almost 15, past the hour of 12 noon. Want to get to this story back on Tuesday that should not go unnoticed. This is reporting from Greg Palast, investigative journalist at Rolling Stone, BBC, and The Guardian. It says, on Tuesday, President Donald Trump issued an extraordinary executive order that would give, quote, the DOGE administrator, that's the made-up agency of, you'll try to, efficiency, and the administrator, which is Elon Musk, access to the voter files of every state for the purpose of purging millions of Americans from voter rolls as suspected, quote-unquote, non-citizens. The executive order, with its Orwellian title of Preserving and Protecting the Integrity of American Elections, will require every American who registers or re-registers to vote to prove their citizenship. The justification? Trump claims that the Democratic Party has registered 3 to 5 million non-citizen voters. But after 4 years of intense hunting by his Justice Department, they haven't found three. The Brennan Center for Justice of the New York University School of Law warned when Trump first suggested this plan that the, quote, lie of non-citizen voting could lead to the purging of hundreds of thousands of voters from the rolls, unquote. But that statement wildly underestimated Trump's and Musk's ambitions. Hundreds of thousands could be purged in a single state. The GOP isn't waiting. In a pre-dawn call, Gerald Griggs, the president of the NAACP of Georgia, told the reporter that the Georgia Secretary of State is about to remove 466,000 votes from the rolls in Georgia alone, notably 4 times Trump's victory margin last year. This fellow Georgian's request for access to the Department of Homeland Security's immigration database so Georgia can supposedly match its rolls to a list of non-citizens. Florida wants to use the DHS database to remove 172,000 so-called alien voters. But only one, an Austrian Republican, was convicted of this crime. But thousands of Luis Garcias lost their vote. Step away from the article. He's using Luis Garcia as a, you know, like a Joe Smith, an example of all of these folks who don't have white appearing names losing their vote. Says, he goes on, he says, we tried to warn you, America, said Griggs from Georgia. Jim Crow 2.0 has roared out of Georgia and is going national. The Brennan Center reports that 21 million Americans, otherwise legal voters, don't have access to citizenship IDs, a very low estimate. All will lose their vote as they attempt to register or re-register, as 31 million Americans do each year. I've talked on this show. People have laughed when I said there's no guarantee of another fair election of America. We'll explain why this is important and how it could come true. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now, past the hour of 12 noon on opening day of Major League Baseball, Thursday, March 27th, 2025. The Brewers get underway. Pre-game show with Jeff Levering and the crew. Post-Euchre, we remember him always, but he would want baseball, obviously, and Brewers fans to move forward with a brand new season. And we'll do that across Civic Media on select stations starting at 1:30. Over the terrestrial, like other words, your car or kitchen or bathroom or whatever radio. You can listen to our show via the stream on those same stations as well. Quick update for those, an important update, a breaking news update for those listening on WMDX in Madison. Mount Horeb is a suburb of Madison, not directly connected, but in Dane County. Police at this hour, according to Channel3000.com, CBS affiliate here in Madison, law enforcement are urging folks to stay away from the Walgreens area in Mount Horeb due to an incident there. So for those listening in Dane County, outside of Madison, Mount Horeb, stay away, please, from the Walgreens area in Mount Horeb. The police are urging you for an incident there. Civic Media News will have more updates on this as it becomes available. Also, in hour number two, going to give away $100 today. In our text to win trivia, have the Civic Media app downloaded so you can text in the secret magic word after the 1 o'clock hour and win $100. Talking right now about this story from a couple of days ago, but very, very important. This executive order that kind of went unnoticed that could have huge ramifications. And look, I'm not here to tell you that this, you know, the election coming up on April 1st on Tuesday is the last free election we'll ever have. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there is legitimate talk out there from members of Congress, Republicans who are trying to figure out a way and introducing legislation for Trump to run for a third term. And there are ways, when I say we can't guarantee midterm elections, I'm not necessarily saying we're not going to have election day. I'm talking about free and fair elections. And again, to reiterate, it has been proven in every investigation and every court by judges appointed by both Republicans and Democrats, the 2020 election was free and fair in America, and the 2024 election was free and fair in America. And yes, there were a handful of incidents, all right, as there always are. But on the whole, there was no incident large enough that would have changed any outcome of any election at any level from school board to president in either 2020 or 2024. That is settled fact. All right? What we're talking about here could be different. Because Trump's executive order that he put out on Tuesday would require proof of citizenship to vote. And according to the Brennan Center, in this story published by Greg Palast of the Rolling Stone, BBC, and The Guardian, it says here, the Brennan Center reports that 21 million Americans, otherwise legal voters, do not have access to citizenship ID. And that's a very low estimate. All will lose their vote for any attempt to register or re-register. It's 31 million Americans. So here are some key facts. Only 42% of white Americans and only 34% of black Americans have a passport to prove their citizenship. 69 million women who took their husband's last name cannot use their birth certificate as proof of citizenship. Did you get married? Did you take your spouse's last name? Maybe you have a hyphenated name. If that's not the way your name appears on your birth certificate, then you may not, under Trump's executive order, you cannot use your birth certificate as proof of citizenship. Also, military IDs, hitherto unknown fact, are not proof of citizenship. You can be a member of the U.S. military and not be a citizen. Also, a driver's license is not proof of citizenship, except in 5 states that permit you to add citizenship to the so-called real ID card. According to Barbara R. Arwine, the founder of Transformative Justice Coalition, who taught voting rights law at Columbia University, Trump and Musk are trying to get around the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, which requires an act of Congress to make these changes by putting the citizenship proof requirement into the national mail-in federal registration form. This was tried, by the way, in 2016 by Kris Kobach, Secretary of State of Kansas, who admitted in court under oath that in fact zero of the 36,000 Kansans barred from voter rolls were non-citizens. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Charles listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Charles, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hey, Todd, thank you for bringing light to this, because like you said, there's not enough attention being paid to this. And I think one of the frustrations that people, like my brother is dead set on all Republicans are not good people. And I understand that, because if you're a decent person, you're a Republican voter, you should be speaking out against this and saying, why are we trying to do all of these undermined things to prevent people from voting if we had great policies? Why are we trying to take people off the voting rolls for no reason?
Agreed.
This is the frustration with me being a Democrat, a liberal, that why aren't my Republican friends speaking out and saying this is not okay?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. This should not be a partisan issue, Charles. This should be an American issue. You know, as Americans, we should want every eligible person to have voting free, fair, and easy to participate. So I appreciate the call, Charles. I hope that as we bring light to this, it encourages more people to speak out, contact to their members of Congress, and say this is not okay. Now, when we come back on the other side here and come up against a break, I'm going to play a great report from Scott McFarland, about 2 minutes long, from CBS, who follows this stuff every single day. I'm going to talk about how it could have implications here in Wisconsin. Also, Mark from Prairie to Sac, hang on the line. We'll take your call the other side. Stay tuned for an agricultural update for our friends at the Midwest Farm Report. We're back after this. It's a Thursday edition of the All Ball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on a Thursday, March 27th, 2025. If you're watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter X, like us on all those. We appreciate that. You can watch us. I have my Brewers, Milwaukee Brewers, Bob Uecker jersey on today. Brewers cap, because it's opening day. Brewers will start the season about an hour. Well, the pregame show will start just under an hour from now. The Brewers are at the New York Yankees. Pregame show starts at 1:30 across stations over the air in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and our brand new Brewers affiliate in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. So check it out there. We will continue to stream on the streaming side. The rest of the stations will not be affected, but proud to be with you with Milwaukee Brewers baseball again this year. Coming up, we're going to talk about Dave Portnoy, the founder of Barstool Sports, considered part of kind of tangential conservative social media, huge influencer in the bro world. I'm going to play you a couple of cuts from his tweet that he put out last night, which I think will help explain the power of this platform to people who might not get it. And what he said last night may surprise you. May surprise you. May have ramifications in Trump world. But right now, I want to finish up this story by Greg Palast, investigative journalist in Rolling Stone, BBC, and The Guardian. Headline, Trump-Musk order will cost 21 million their vote. Trump put out another executive order on Tuesday giving Doge, the made-up agency that Elon Musk, an unelected, unappointed, unconfirmed, unvetted citizen, heads, that gives him access to voter rolls. And Trump wants to require proof of citizenship now in order to register or re-register. And at first blush, you say, well, sure, only citizens should vote. But remember, only 42% of white Americans, 34% of black Americans have passports as proof of citizenship. And how about the 69 million women who took their husbands' last names, or perhaps maybe same-sex couples who have a hyphenated name or took their spouse's last name that is different from your birth certificate. So therefore, your birth certificate cannot be used as proof of citizenship. This could disenfranchise 69 million women plus of their right to vote. Military IDs are not proof of citizenship, and a driver's license is not proof of citizenship, except for five states where you are permitted to add that as part of your real ID. This is great reporting, by the way. I want to finish this up. We'll go to the phone lines. Says the order, Trump's executive order, also threatens the return of the infamous interstate cross-check purge program. And we're not talking about Badger women's hockey cross-checking. Courts had already struck down cross-check because it wildly tagged over 3 million Americans as potential quote-unquote multiple voters. Trump's order authorizes Musk's Doge hounds to go into the voter files and cross-check names between the states to tag potential double voters. But according to Professor Lorraine Minnett, author of The Myth of Voter Fraud, the chances of someone voting twice is far less than the chance of being killed by lightning. Nevertheless, a revived cross-check system would block the ballot to several hundred thousand voters. But don't count on the courts, newly trumped, to defend your voting right. So writes Greg Palast, investigative journalist for Rolling Stone, BBC, and The Guardian. Look, we're going to do a show. I just talked to our friend and colleague, political editor of Civic Media. He's going to be on this program coming up. Dan Schaefer, by the way, is his name. Dan Schaefer on Monday. And Dan and I are going to do a crossover hour because he's filling in on the Maggie Dawn show on Monday. Is Maggie, she's coming back, right? She's studying her. She's getting ready for the, it's called The Book is coming up. It's going to be very exciting. But anyway, Dan Schaefer will be in, and so the last half hour of our show, Dan's going to join us, and we're going to do the last half hour of our show, and then the first half hour of Maggie's show, and we're going to really dig into voting. And we're going to explain this goofy referendum coming up on Tuesday. I'm voting no on it. I don't want to get into it right now, but Dan and I will on Monday. But we're going to talk a little bit about my experience in my former party, the Republican Party, which I left in 2011. And I saw this at the time, right? That this whole thing, well, we want voter integrity. It is a solution looking for a problem. Remember, my former boss, Dale Schultz, had our staff do our own investigation into voting in Wisconsin at the time in 2011. We found two cases of actual voter fraud. One was a Republican legislative staffer who voted here in Madison and in her hometown up north. The second was Robin Voss's then estranged, it wasn't his first one. I can't remember whether it was number two, wife number two, or wife number three for Robin Voss. You ever heard, it's a lot on conservative talk radio, Zomers. You ever heard that commercial about Big Lou, the attorney? Big Lou, he's like you, only he's on wife number two.
I don't think I have. It's aside from you, I've heard it from you. Mm-hmm. But
Robin Voss, I believe, is on wife number three. Anyway, one of Robin Voss, the speaker of the Republican speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly, one of Robin Voss's many wives voted once in Racine and once back in Idaho when she was estranged from Voss. Voss got the Republican DA in Racine County to, you know, make that go away. That's it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. And who's first? Mark in Pertisac has been patient. Mark, thanks for waiting. What say you?
Yeah, it seems such a violation of the Constitution. 14.2 of the Constitution as amended by, what is it, 15, 19, 22, and 24, guarantees us the right to vote if you put them together. Mm-hmm. Because when the right to vote is denied or any way abridged. And it just is disgusting that they're pulling this crap. I'm really monitoring my tongue for FCC violations here, because it is just that to require us to go out there and get a passport to be able to vote, that's a poll tax.
Yeah.
Pure and simple.
100%.
It is just, it is just ridiculous. I've got a real ID now, and I don't know, people, this may lead to violence, this crap.
Well, I certainly hope not.
And I, when I go to vote, And I don't. I would not appreciate it. I'd have them arrested. I'd just say,
right.
Get them away. I'm going to vote. And
that's why I think it's important we talk about this, Mark, right? I appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you so much. That's why it's important to talk about this now, bring light to it, and call. Call your member of Congress, call the member of Congress that represents you. All right, as a former legislative staffer, I will tell you whether folks like it or not, if you are not a constituent of the person you're calling, they really don't care. Sad but true. So call your member of Congress from your district and call both of our U.S. senators, Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin, and tell them you're against this Elon Musk, Donald Trump executive order to disenfranchise your vote. 855-752-4842. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for holding. What say you?
Well, first of all, this should come as no surprise to anybody. It was clearly stated that they were going to disenfranchise as many people as possible using tactics like the passport and stuff like that in Project 2025. What they're trying to do is establish essentially a one-party dictatorial state. We saw in Florida some years ago, and not that long ago, I think 3 or 4 years ago, legislation was introduced in their legislature to outlaw any political party that had ever in the past advocated slavery.
Yep.
Well, of course, there's only one modern political party that did that back in the 1850s or 60s. That's the Democratic Party. Mm. So now all of a sudden, you know, if something like this goes through and people aren't stopping him, you know, nobody in Congress is stopping him, he doesn't care what the courts say, the DOJ isn't stopping him because he owns it. And who knows what's going to happen if something like this gets to the Supreme Court. What can happen in this is, you know, we can end up like North Korea with one political party,
right.
Gets 95% or 98% of the vote. And by golly, it's a mandate. See how popular I am?
Right, right.
I mean, this is horrendous.
Appreciate
it really is.
Appreciate the call, Jack. Thanks so much. 855-752-4842. If you have time, if you didn't hear it this morning, go back and check out and help me out, Zomers. It's on, I want people to go back and if you haven't, listen to Jane Mattner's 10:30 hour, this or 10:30 half hour with Jim Santel. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach have Mattner on air before us every morning. And Jim Santel has a great weekend show, Amicus. And Jim's a great attorney. He knows this stuff. And Jane and Greg and Jim had a great conversation on what we're talking about, not specifically, but some of it this morning. And what Jack just pointed out, Jim addressed today, the courts and how the courts, and the courts are really the last stand on this, whether we like it or not. And so far, the courts have held by and large. But to Jack's point, Jim Santel's point this morning, that this is going to come down to essentially the six conservative justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. People can find that at civicmedia.us and then go to shows, then go to Jane Mattner's show. They had a great conversation. Go back. It's a 10:30 half hour this morning on Mattner on Air with Jim Santel, where they really talk about this and do a great job. Really, really important that we spend time. And again, on Monday, Dan Schaefer, our political editor and the founder of the Recombobulation Area, we're going to do a crossover hour, 1:30 to 2 and then 2 to 2:30. And we're really going to dive in deep on voter on the constitutional amendment coming up on Tuesday that I'm voting no on. I'll tell you why on Monday. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Ann in Chippewa Falls on WCFW, the tap up there. Ann, if you can be brief, go ahead, please.
Yes, I just want to say, you know, Todd, you were a Republican at one time. I mean, if this was happening and you were a Republican, wouldn't this bother you that they're trying to do this with voting?
Well, yes, that's a, and that's why I was so proud to work for a guy like Dale Schultz, who he voted for the first couple of so-called voter ID bills. And then he's like, wait a minute, because he trusted his colleague who said, yeah, there's all this fraud. He goes, all right, well, he assumed that she had done her homework, Mary Lozick. She had not. She lied to him. And that's why we started doing our own investigation. And Dale voted against after he said, yeah, I'm not just going to be a lemming. And he voted against it. Any Republican.
Why don't Republicans vote no then, because this is so unconstitutional and what they're trying to do?
I mean, I don't want to answer. I'm not them, obviously. I can only give you my opinion, which based on what I saw, 10 years ago, I think it's only gotten worse. Too many people in the legislature and in Congress are too afraid not to be elected officials. They feel like they don't have any value on the street. They really like their job. And because of gerrymandering, they're too afraid if they go against the grain, the party, they'll be primaried and taken out. And number two, and now in Congress, and this has been reported on, there are members of Congress who feel their lives and their families' lives are threatened by MAGA Trump people. That if they go against the grain, it could literally be deadly to them. 855-752-4842. Back after this is the Todd Allball Show for a Thursday. Opening day of baseball on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, March 27th. Glad to have you along talking about this story today by Greg Palast. Well, it was yesterday, actually. Investigative journalists with Rolling Stone, BBC, and The Guardian talking about the danger of the Donald Trump executive order giving the made-up agency of DOGE and Elon Musk access to voter rolls to purge them of so-called non-citizens to try to, in their words, bring election integrity, which is a bunch of horse hooey. We've seen this in Wisconsin during the Scott Walker era, where, we just want elections to be safe and free and fair. Well, Scotty, they already are. There was no reason for this. And I saw firsthand, and again, Dan Schaefer and I are going to dig into this on Monday. But I saw firsthand the intent. Our last caller asked, why do they do this? Why do Republicans go along with this? Because I saw this firsthand, and they wanted voter ID because they knew that it would have an effect largely in Milwaukee and the college campuses, i.e. black and brown people and young people who more traditionally or more often vote Democratic. And instead of being people like Dwight Eisenhower or further back Teddy Roosevelt or more recently Ronald Reagan or more recently Tommy Thompson, who thought that their ideas would connect better than the Democratic ideas with 51% of the populace, instead of believing in their ideas, they're smart enough to understand that because they're controlled by large corporate interests and special social issues, that those by and large no longer connected with 50% plus one in the population. So they had to do something to bring down the participation of people that don't agree with them. And so they wanted to suppress the vote of people who don't agree with them. And that went to a federal trial, of which I was a under oath testifier. And the Republicans and Scott Walker and Brad Schimmel, who was the attorney general at the time, lost. Except for voter ID, which the Supreme Court already said had to stand. So that's the point of this stuff, is to make sure that people who disagree with people in power makes it harder for them to vote and harder for them to participate. Got to go quickly, so those on the line, we're going to take you in order, but please make it brief if you can so we get everybody in. 855-752-4842. Out to Los Angeles we go. L.A. Tom, what say you?
Well, first off, Todd, I just want to say that you are knocking it out of the park.
Too kind. Thank you.
Just like you did the day that you announced the different $100 going to the federal government. So thank you for that.
Appreciate it.
Second, I just want to give a little brief synapse of cross-check so people really understand it. So basically what they do is Kris Kobach had a whole list of all these different people. Names like Jackson, Jesse Jackson, let's just say, or different black names, different
names that would perhaps sound traditionally minority from minority people. Yeah,
exactly. And then what they would do is they would do what was called interstate cross check. They would actually look at it, and they would look across the country, and one of those people's names may have been someone that was in jail because it's a very common name. So what they do is they cross you off on the voter list. Mm-hmm. So now when you go to the vote, when you go to vote on the day of election and you say, my name is, you know, Michael Jackson, all of a sudden you find out Michael Jackson's not on the voting list, mm-hmm. on the voting rolls. They actually kick them off the voting rolls. So therefore they can say the person has to take a provisional ballot, which doesn't happen in Wisconsin because you guys have same-day voting, but they take a provisional ballot, which they never, ever count unless the person goes back down to the election office the following week, which by then the election is over. So check your voting.
Yep. Check the voting ID. Yeah, I appreciate the call, Tom. I got to make sure everybody gets in. That's a great explanation. Thanks. Let's go quickly to Waukesha, WAUK. Rick, if you can make it brief, please go ahead.
Okay, I agree with what Mark had to say. I think we need to get some ticky-tack people and get citizenship. After three citizenships, you get a ticky-tack tariff on your citizenships. Depending upon, you could do it by state or by federal government. And your third citizenship, then you have to buy rights to your passport with a tariff tack, and you get a ticky-tack heart.
All right. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate the call. Not exactly sure I understood that, but let's go up to Gene in Eau Claire, WCFW. Gene, you got about a minute. Go ahead, please.
This judgeship is for 10 years. We saw Schimmel under Scotty Walker's regime. We watch people singing at the Capitol, older women, 70-some years old and plus, handcuffed behind their backs for singing at the Capitol protesting. You want that in our state again? I don't. Please get out and vote for Judge Crawford, and please vote for Underly. We need to protect our state. This is important. Thank you very much. Have a good day and outstanding job. Bye.
Thanks, Gene. I appreciate it. And that's a good way to cap off this hour, really. Because everything we've talked about this hour, how do we fight it? As I travel around the state, people say, Todd, what can we do? I mean, you talk about this stuff, but I just feel so helpless. It's like nothing I do really matters. I understand the sentiment, but know this. Your vote does matter. To Gene's point, all the polling I've seen, we had Trygve Olson on yesterday. He knows this stuff. Tuesday's Supreme Court race is going to be very close. It could come down to a couple of thousand votes win this. Your vote matters. Go to myvote.wi.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.